WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The first of two Blinn College Board of Trustees meetings went well into the evening, and much of it behind closed doors. A faculty senate resolution and supporting documentation were presented Monday night, proclaiming no confidence in Blinn District President Harold Nolte and Vice President of Instruction Cynthia Griffith. Board President Douglas Bohart says there are plans for a special meeting later this month to further discuss the resolution. Tonight, trustees could take action on to purchase a proposed College Station campus and or accept an offer of land to build a second campus in Bryan. Real estate transactions were part of Monday night's possible executive session topics, along with personnel issues. The Bryan School Board has set its salary schedule for next year. Starting pay will go up to $250, and the average increase for returning teachers will be around 1.5%. The following year will mark the start of a plan that includes merit pay and giving more money to those teaching in academically high-risk schools. In other business, two central office administrators were hired. Bryan ISD's new special education director will be Kathy Bergen, who has spent the last 9 years in Klein, and the district's new director of professional development is Leslie Holtkamp, who has been with the Willis ISD the last 4 years. Tonight, the College Station School Board continues its administrative reorganization following the promotion of Clark Ely to superintendent. Duties were reassigned to the remaining deputy superintendents, creating an opening for a human resources director. The board has been asked to fill the HR position with Monica James, who's held similar positions the last 15 years in Round Rock and Manor districts. A College Station man is accused of leading a Parks and Wildlife officer on a high-speed chase before being caught with a handgun and more than 500 rounds of ammunition. 31-year-old Paul Lawson was arrested for possession of a firearm with a felony record, evading arrest, and driving with an invalid license. According to the arrest report, the officer was patrolling Bats Ferry Road, which dead-ends at the Brazos River, when he saw the SUV run a stop sign. A 2.5-mile pursuit at speeds estimated as high as 90 miles an hour took place on gravel roads before the SUV pulled over. Lawson told the officer, according to the arrest report, he was headed to the river to fire his Glock. Interstate highway travel could be getting a little smoother in coming years. That's if a Texas Transportation Institute plan to move 18-wheeler freight above the roadway proves feasible. Dr. Stephen Roop, senior research scientist for TTI on the A&M campus, says the system would address two areas of congestion: border crossings, where removing the driver from the process could allow for 100% of cargo to be x-rayed, and corridors, such as along interstates.
We think we're feasible in a corridor application up to 400 or 500 miles. And as a matter of fact, we've got a proposal with the Texas Department of Transportation that's been provisionally accepted that would allow us to build a 250-mile system on I-35 between Dallas and San Antonio.
Dr. Roop says a full-scale test track should be available for demonstration by the end of the year. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 80 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bedliners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Every machine in the world's largest off-road lineup is on sale now at Polaris Fun Center. During the Polaris XP sales event, legendary Sportsman ATV start at just $51.99. Razors start under $10,000. Hardworking Rangers start as low as $89.99. Top-of-the-line Ranger XP 900s come with a free winch. Accessory packages for all machines, bumpers, winches, and cargo boxes are up to $400 off during the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan, where they sell fun, not trash.
It's 8:11. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down, then You want to stay cool, then they'll loan you one while they're fixing yours. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling. It's 690-2278. Here you go.
Overcast conditions this morning will give way to partial sun. A shower or thunderstorm may pop up later today. Highs close to 90 degrees. Turning partly to mostly cloudy tonight. There could be a shower or thunderstorm, especially during the evening, 75. Tomorrow, occasional sunshine develops. There could be a shower or storm. Highs near 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. It'll turn partly sunny on Thursday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's time to find out what's going on at the Humane Society. And Lee is here this morning. How are you today?
Fine.
Okay.
I hear nothing. So.
Oh, how about if I punch that button right there?
That works.
Okay, there we go. All right, so what's going on?
Well, we're thankful for adopters. You know, Anna's over here telling me her mom adopted a dog and a cat.
She did.
In the last week.
Yeah. In the last month and a half, I think, she's got a cat and a dog.
Yeah.
Keep coming out. They keep getting new animals, right? There's all sorts of things that they can go on.
You never know what we get. I actually, Animal Control the other day brought in a ferret. We haven't had a ferret in a really long time. And I said, thanks. This means we'll get another one. Yes.
And yes.
24 hours later,
really?
We now have two ferrets.
They come in pairs, do they?
Yeah, oh, apparently.
Okay.
The one was a stray ferret and the other was owner surrendered. So,
okay.
Yeah, stray anything. We have, besides the ferrets, we also have guinea pigs and a rabbit as well. So besides our normal dogs and cats thing. So, yeah, you never know what we're going to get. And we have wait lists for those other critters. The chicken poultry people sometimes almost fight each other for the critters.
All right.
Which
so
is
in other
good.
Words, if you're fighting for male chickens, that'd be like that could be a cockfight, right? Kind of in a
oh,
different way.
Oh, Scott.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Probably not.
Sorry.
So yeah, there it's interesting to see what we get, and we talk about that in dogs as well. So people sometimes when they're waiting on a dog, well, do you ever get a whatever? Mm-hmm. Well, we may not have had a Dalmatian in a long time, but when we do get one, we have like four.
Yeah.
And we have real no explanation on why that happens. It just does.
Okay.
So
yeah.
If you're looking for something, we do have that breed wait list. And we actually, call people on it pretty regularly, believe it or not, and try to go through it and keep up with what we have. And that goes for, again, the species, the chickens and all those other critters as well, or barn cats also. So those feral or semi-feral, and you can let us know to what degree of feral you want them.
Feral light?
Because we've had some that are like, okay, you know, I want a barn cat, but I'm okay if it comes, you know, around and I can pat it on the head. Because we have some that just freak out when they're picked up. So they don't, maybe not going to make the best house cat. But then we have some that are like, I want the meanest cats you have.
Really? Wow.
Because they have, you know, maybe they're out in the country more and they have, you know, dogs and stuff that they want to make sure the cats are going to stay away from and not go, oh, let me mosey up to this dog. So it's, just let us know. And that's all options on our breed wait list. June is Adopt-A-Cat Month. So we have buy one, get one in the kitten department. So anything under 6 months of age, adopt two of them for $95. Really great opportunity. I personally clean. We're super shorthanded with some folks out right now, and I personally cleaned the entire front cat building yesterday myself. So I don't usually get in there on a daily basis to that degree. I know exactly what we have, and we have quite a wide variety of kittens. We have medium hairs, short hairs, nothing really long haired as far as kittens go. All sorts of colors of kittens, though, and a really great opportunity for someone to add some kittens to their family. And then as far as dogs go, we run the gamut from small dogs, so somewhere in the 8 to 12 pound range, all the way up, obviously, to much larger dogs. And a little bit of something for everybody. So if you're interested in any of that, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. With all these random pop-up showers, again, check our lost and found page if your animal goes missing. There was a cat, that was rehomed after being gone for a month. It suddenly, the owners saw it on their neighbor's yard, like just wandering through,
right.
Went inside, got some cat food, and she was a little freaked out at first, but she did go. She never even came to the shelter. It's one of the stories I followed through Brazos Lost and Found Pets, which we work really closely with to get animals back home. And they were able to get their cat back, and she'd been missing for a month. So
Wow. But now, what is Brazos Lost and...
Brazos Lost and Found Pets, that's on Facebook, actually.
Okay.
And they do an amazing job networking what's in our buildings, the Bryan Animal Center, along with what's on Craigslist and the Eagle and Texags and all of that. She does a great job. So if you're if you found a pet, let her know on that page. Again, that's Brazos Lost and Found Pets. It's on Facebook. And we have a Lost and Found page as well on our website. Just go to Lost and the top tab and says Lost and Found, Lost and Found. As they're in their stray hold, they're on there. Now, if your animal's been missing more than 3 days, check our adoptables page, because once they're out of that three-day stray hold, they move to those adoptables page. Okay. And that's what really forced us to move into that, not forced us, but really we wanted to get that Lost and Found page going up for ourselves, because we were having people find their pet on our adoptables page because
they hadn't checked
and they were looking for a new dog, and they were looking on our adoptables page and saw their dog that had been with us six weeks.
So they came and claimed their dog.
Dogs and cats. And we've had some folks, actually we had a gentleman, he still volunteers with us, he came in looking for his cat regularly, vigilantly, decided to start volunteering in the cat building. He ended up adopting another cat, and shortly after, his cat came into the building. So he reclaimed his, and now he has two.
Worked out well.
So okay, worked out well.
Yeah, if they want some more information,
go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, all sorts of information, our Facebook page, Aggieland Humane Society. And then come and visit us, 5359 Leonard Road. Bring your dog by for that microchip, or your cat, and get some ID on them so that we can call you when it ends up in our hot little hands.
All right, there you go. That's Leah. Thanks for coming in this morning.
No problem. Thanks.
All right, Nana's here this morning to tell us about Things Chamber. So what you got?
Good morning. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for playing baseball or softball.
Yeah.
Correction. With us on Friday night. I hope you had a good time.
It was. It was a great time. Yeah. It's a great venue to be out there and do that for a good cause.
Yeah, we want to thank everybody for coming out. We're going to be able to make a pretty nice little donation to the 100 Club of the Brazos Valley. So we want to thank everyone and St. Joseph's, our title sponsor, for sponsoring that. The record is even now. The police won last year and the hot stuff firefighters won this year, so it's even. So everybody check in next June for the softball classic. Who's gonna come out on top. Some things coming up this week, starting tomorrow, we have a ribbon cutting for the Brazos County Bank, and that's going to be at their Boonville Road location. We'll be there at 4:30 p.m. so come out and join us for that. Also this week on Thursday, our big monthly event, Business After Hours, that is going to be at the new Baylor Scott and White Hospital, just down past Rock Prairie, south past Rock Prairie. We're very excited. If you haven't had a chance to come out and see the new hospital, it's very nice. And they're going to be putting on, we've been in contact with them this week and very excited about some of the things that they're going to be doing out there. So we're looking forward to that. That again is going to be on Thursday, June 19th from 5:30 to 7. So come out and join us. Again, it is free for chamber members and potential chamber members. So if you're interested in learning a little bit about what the chamber's got going on, this is a great opportunity. It's a good opportunity anyway for you to just grab a stack of business cards and come join us and meet some people. So come out for that. Other than that, coming up, we have an annual awards program, the our Community Impact Awards, and we are looking for nominations for those. And what we're looking for is minority-owned businesses. So if you're if you have a Hispanic American-owned business, American Indian, women-owned businesses, things like that, we are looking for those nominations. If you know a business that has made a significant impact on the community, let us know. All you have to do is drop us their name. You can email us. You can actually email Tracy on that. So it's tracy@bcschamber.org. Or you could just call the chamber and say, hey, this business has been so great this year and I want to nominate them for that award. All you have to do is call. We will make sure that they meet the criteria. You don't have to worry about that. And then we'll honor them at a luncheon, and that's going to be at the end of July. I believe the date is Tuesday, the 29th. Mm-hmm. So if you know any of those businesses, just give us a call. As always, for any information, you can call the chamber at 260-5200, or you can learn more at bcschamber.org.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit the folks from the chamber on Tuesdays as well. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity. property.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
It is a huge week if you are a sports fan. NBA Finals yesterday, you've got the College World Series and also the World Cup, and you need all the channels to get all of that that you want to watch, right? Well, if you're thinking about switching up from your current provider to Suddenlink, now is the best time to bundle and save during the big switch event. Go to Suddenlink. You can get the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, home phone, and it's only going to be $30 per month per service when you bundle it all together. Now, there's no lock-in contract. You don't have to worry about that. And they even have a 30-day, we promise, money-back guarantee. You can watch live TV on the go with Suddenlink's to-go apps, right? You can watch TV from Fox News, Fox Business, and all the sports channels you want. And you can manage your account, pay your bills, set up emails, and new services. Just visit suddenlink.com/apps for more information on that. And if you want to lock into the service, call 1-800-915-1866. Again, 1-800-915-1866. Or do it online faster than ever before at suddenlink.com.
New economic data. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Home builders started fewer new projects last month than in April. The Commerce Department reports housing starts declined 6.5% in May to an annual rate of just over 1 million. Economists were expecting a smaller drop. Our cost of living went up more than expected in May. The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index, which tracks inflation at the retail level, rose by 0.4 percentage point last month. Price increases were broad-based. With volatile food and energy costs out of the mix, the core CPI was still up 0.3%. Americans ate out an average of 4 times a week last year, and the American Customer Satisfaction Index says people were more satisfied by the meals served by small restaurant chains. Satisfaction ratings for larger chains declined. The ACSI director notes people are focusing more on quality and less on price as the economy improves. Stock futures have turned a little lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Traveling overseas for business comes with a checklist of things to worry about. But with T-Mobile, you can take getting international data off that list. Because with the Simple Choice for Business plan, unlimited data in over 100 countries is automatically included at no extra charge. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Why does accountant Gary Platt stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only La Quinta sends Gary a ready-for-you alert the second his room is ready. So he knows exactly when he can check in and amp up for his big presentation. And when Gary's amped up, guess what happens?
Hello, Cleveland!
Manufacturing.
He's ready to rock!
Let's rock this audit!
La Quinta is ready for you, so you'll be ready for business. The ready-for-you alert only at LQ.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
All right, let's see if we've got everything packed. Tent?
Check.
Folding chair?
Check.
Bug spray?
Check.
Grill?
Check.
Slovacic sausage?
Yikes! How could we forget? The kids would have been extremely upset.
You know, whether it's your annual family camping trip, a tailgate, a good old-fashioned backyard barbecue, or a meal at your next Aggie sporting event, no outing is complete until you've packed Slovacic sausage. Slovacic sausage, celebrating 10 years as the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics.
Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Today, why no one seems to be able to stop hackers and data theft. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's become so complex, you simply can't figure it out alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Kim to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. Network doesn't cover all transactions and scope may vary. No one seems to be able to stop hackers and data theft. This past weekend, while on vacation, just after the restaurant chain P.F. Chang's admitted that they were the latest to join the list of hacked businesses, I learned that someone was using my American Express card at a Rite Aid store several thousand miles away. More than half of all American adults have been victimized by data and credit theft this year alone, and it seems no one can stop it. The same day I was notifying American Express, CNN reported that this is just something we have to get used to. The data of our lives, even the most boring and minutest of it all, has value. Combined birthdays, family names, pet names, current and former addresses, employers, spouses, and some kid in Russia can quickly build a counterfeit you that he can use to buy anything he wants. Unfortunately, CNN's right. Get used to it. Read more and get the latest tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
A lot of people put off major purchases such as replacement windows because, well, they just don't feel that they can trust whoever's doing the work to do a good job at a fair price. Intercon's the best company in the business replacing or upgrading windows in Bryan College Station and the surrounding area. You may think that a small local company can't compete with a Lowe's or a Sears or a Home Depot, but Intercon can and will. Intercon is strictly a window company, and their employees know a lot about windows, so you can trust them to do a good job while controlling their costs. Intercon's own employees do all the installations. When you call Intercon, they make an appointment to meet you at your home. You don't have to find time to go to a big store or try to find somebody there who can answer your questions, because at Intercon, they all work around your schedule, not theirs. They'll spend as much time as you want. You don't have to be afraid that a salesman is going to put pressure on you either. You usually find that Intercon has done similar work for some of your friends or neighbors, and they want to make sure that you have an opportunity to get all your questions answered and talk to people who can reassure you that Intercon is fully capable and they can do what they need to do with a price that you'll be pleased with. Call Intercon for a pleasant experience and results that you hope for. Call Intercon at 823-3639.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
Pollution and autism. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Rates of autism have gone up in recent decades, and according to a new study appearing in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives, a type of pollution called ultrafine particles may be one reason. Deborah Corey Slechta at the University of Rochester Medical Center explains that the tiny particles get into the bloodstream and the brain. In lab mice, that led to brain abnormalities similar to those seen in human autism and schizophrenia.
While both of those have significant genetic components, there's a lot of unexplained autism and schizophrenia. And that's where environment has come in. So we see air pollution as sort of adding to the attributable risk, if you will.
Ultrafine particles aren't currently regulated by the EPA. Primary sources are cars, power plants, and cigarettes. The finding could point to new ways to reduce cases of autism and new avenues for treatment. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The agenda for tonight's College Station School Board meeting includes action on more pieces of last November's bond issue. That includes a budget of almost $380,000 to demolish the College Station Conference Center. On that land will be the district's new Center for Alternative Learning. Another $250,000 will go towards replacing the roof over the kindergarten wing at South Knoll Elementary. In other business, the CSISD board will consider hiring a new human resources director. Monica James has spent the last 15 years running HR for the Manor and Round Rock districts. The College Station opening was created with the promotion of Clark Ely to superintendent and duties reassigned to the district's remaining deputy superintendents. Monday night, the Bryan School Board hired two new central office administrators. The new special education director is Kathy Bergen, who has spent the last 9 years in Klein. And the new director of professional development is Leslie Holtkamp, who's been with Willis the last 4 years. The Bryan Board also set its last salary schedule under the district's current format. For the upcoming 2015-2016 school year, the board plans to start a new compensation system that includes merit pay and paying more for teachers in academically high-risk schools. For 2014 and 15, first-year teachers in Bryan ISD will receive $250 more, and those returning will receive an increase of about 1.5%. Blinn College faculty members were back before the Board of Trustees Monday night in Brenham. No board action was taken following the presentation of a resolution the Senate passed last week, pronouncing a no-confidence vote in Blinn District President Harold Nolte and Vice President of Instruction Cynthia Smith. The resolution and supporting documentation given to the board grew out of an academic reorganization 2.5 years ago, replacing faculty-led department heads and assistants with full-time deans. Board President Douglas Bochart says the trustees will gather more information with the intent of holding a special meeting later this month for further discussion. Personnel issues were one of the reasons for going into executive session Monday night. Another was real estate, specifically the proposed purchase of land and the Lintech building for a College Station campus. A special meeting tonight includes possible final action on that purchase, along with consideration of accepting an offer of donated land for a second campus in Bryan. Tonight's meeting in Brenham starts at 6:30 with public comment, followed by trustees returning behind closed doors to deliberate before taking final votes in open session. A Parks and Wildlife officer checking an area noted for illegal shooting arrested a College Station man with more than 500 rounds of ammunition. This was Saturday afternoon southwest of College Station near the Brazos River along Bats Ferry Road. According to the arrest report, the officer reported an SUV running a stop sign. That led to a 2.5-mile chase at speeds up to 90 miles per hour on a gravel road. After the SUV stopped, the driver said he ran because he had a felony record and he was headed to the river to fire his Glock handgun. 31-year-old Paul Lawson was arrested for a felon in possession of a firearm, driving with an invalid license, and evading arrest. Taken into evidence, according to the arrest report, was 494 rounds of .40-caliber ammunition, 26 rounds of .223-caliber, and 3 rounds of .380s, various types of other ammo, and shooting gear that included 5 magazines, one of them fitting an AR-15 rifle. To increase safety, reduce road wear, and alleviate congestion for current 18-wheeler shipping and do all that at a fraction of the cost seems like it would require some earth-shattering innovations. Texas Transportation Institute senior research scientist Dr. Stephen Roop says it's a lot closer than it sounds.
We're building the prototype now. It's been a long time coming, but we have 5 or 6 blue ribbon engineering companies from around the country building components, and we're looking at a fourth quarter 2014 demonstration of a full-scale working system.
He says the all-electric system could operate elevated above interstates in the existing right-of-way. Similar to rail systems, the wheels would travel steel on steel.
And we do that to reduce the rolling resistance and make it inexpensive to move on a per mile basis. We think, based on our analysis to date, that we can move a fully loaded trailer or container for under 10 cents a mile in electricity.
Dr. Roop says that's about one-seventh the cost of transportation on rubber tires over traditional roadways. And Sunday night's Game 5 of the NBA Finals set another record besides the fifth championship for the Spurs.
Lisa Marie Gomez of AT&T says the 19,500 fans inside the AT&T Center Sunday night used 182 gigabytes of bandwidth during the game, which is twice as much as was used during the final Spurs regular season game in April and is a record for the arena.
That is more than a 394,000 social media posts with photos.
She says it's amazing anybody in the crowd Sunday night had time to watch the game. That translates into more than 20 selfies, Instagram pictures, and status updates for every man, woman, and child in the arena. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 836. It's 79 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. We'll have more news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, your new home is just a local call away. Buying a home is the single most important investment we ever make. Although the process can seem intimidating, we're dedicated to providing a rewarding and positive experience. We're committed to helping you secure the home loan that best fits your needs, and no one works harder to find a way to say yes. We welcome the opportunity to earn your business. Call us today at 260-2100 or visit us online at banktbt.com. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Building a home can be a stressful and complicated process. Let Michael Schaefer at Schaefer Custom Homes ease your mind. He can build you a custom house, allowing you to make it into a home. His home buyers give him great reviews.
We were very impressed by his style and quality of his craftsmanship.
What made it so easy was how gracious and professional he was about everything.
Without a doubt, you have the best quality and features at the best price of any other home builder in the area.
Log on to SchaeferCustomHomes.net. Building better relationships. Schaefer Custom Homes.
Good morning, it's 8:37, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com.
Overcast conditions this morning will give way to partial sun. A shower or thunderstorm may pop up later today. Highs close to 90 degrees. Turning partly to mostly cloudy tonight, there could be a shower or thunderstorm, especially during the evening, 75. Tomorrow, occasional sunshine develops. There could be a shower or storm, highs near 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. It'll turn partly sunny on Thursday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Actually, it may pop up before now. You know, there's a little shower activity down there around the Welburn-Milliken area.
It was raining on me when I drove in this morning.
Yeah, well, there's stuff going on right now kind of east of College Station proper, headed out 30. And right down there where the rivers come together. So, there you are, just because the atmosphere is kind of juicy out there. So.
I like that. Yeah. It's juicy atmosphere. Yeah.
So, Florida seems to be experiencing a shellfish shoplifting epidemic. It was back in April. There were reports that Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston being accused of shoplifting crab legs from a Publix grocery store. This time, 30-year-old Orange County woman charged with trying to smuggle 7 lobster tails out of a Publix store, maybe not the same one, by stuffing them down her pants. Nicole Reed, according to the police, entered the store with the intent to steal food and planned to trade the lobster tails to a friend in exchange for Chinese buffet. Goodness.
We'll just go ahead and leave the crabs joke on the table.
Thank you. Police say...
should just be hungry later.
Yeah. Goodness. Y'all are so insensitive. Police said that Reed may have also been trying to swap the shellfish for prescription painkillers, which in some ways may have made more sense than the Chinese buffet. I'm not saying. I just don't know. Sounds a little odd. Oh, let's see what else. Congratulations to Jeopardy host Alex Trebek.
What'd he do?
Well, he's now hosted a whopping 6,829 episodes of that show as of last Friday.
Holy cow.
That sets the new Guinness world record for the most game show episodes hosted by the same presenter.
Was it Bob Barker's previous one?
Apparently, well, that would probably be safe. Trebek probably called him to say, "Hey, Bob, Alex Trebek, how you doing today?" "Fine." "He has hosted a game show more than any other game show host." And, you know, then he'd go, "Alex Trebek," see, because he'd do like a Jeopardy. God, I hate when you have to. Oh, that's right. Yeah. All right, you could do that.
Goodness.
Oh, hate when you have to explain it. They're coming back. The BBC says that they're filming new episodes with the Teletubbies.
No.
That's right. Originally, the series ran from 1997 to 2001 in the UK with 365 episodes that all looked and sounded the same. Yeah, with Tinky, Winky, Dipsy, Lala, and Pooh. Now BBC says they'll be doing an additional 60 episodes of the show to run on their kids' channel, CBeebies. TV Guide, however, reports that this time there are no plans to bring the new series to the U.S. We've already seen it. So just letting you know. All right, let's see what else. Oh, you know, so the World Cup's going on. I don't know if you've heard about it.
Yes.
So online ad network Radium One says that about half of the viewers for the World Cup will be watching via their mobile devices. And its survey shows that Facebook will beat out Twitter for World Cup fans. A quarter of those surveyed will stay up to date via their mobile devices, with younger adults, those would be 18 to 24s, 2.5 times more likely to follow the matches over multiple devices, while women are expected to use mobiles to follow games more than men.
Really?
Well, sure, men want to go drink beverages and sit in front of really big screens so they can yell and go har, 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 har at each other. Witness what
that's exactly
did.
What we did yesterday. How did you know?
That's right. Social influence marketing platform Crowded Tap put together data that indicates 65% of the World Cup fans prefer Facebook, 17% Twitter. Meanwhile, marketing software company Shift breaks down the social makeup of soccer fans by brand allegiance. Their data shows the partner companies for the World Cup are skewing toward Facebook, with fans of Coca-Cola, Visa, and Kia numbering nearly 100 million, while Twitter followers of those same brands are down at about 5 million. During the 2010 World Cup, the final Twitter caught 3,200 tweets per second. Top six teams all have Facebook, have more Facebook than Twitter followers. So that's how social media is breaking down with the whole World Cup thing going on. So what if your car purrs? That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unless it's
just humming along.
Maybe not your car that's purring. Errand Frazier, Vero Beach, Florida, wasn't quite sure what to make of the purring coming from his Chevy pick-em-up truck parked outside his house in late May. Couldn't see anything. Wasn't exactly sure where it was coming from, what kind of an animal it was over there or in there or whatever.
Puma.
Yeah, there you go. So he left. Well, so he left an open can of cat food under one of the tires to set up a camera to try to figure it out. Well, when he came back the next morning, food's gone, but there's nothing on the video. Thinking he's going crazy,
yeah.
He says, "Well, I'll just go fishing because, after all, it's Florida." He gets to the canal, turns off the engine, and the truck starts purring again. So, taking matters into his own hands, reached into his toolbox, took out some sheet metal cutters.
Whoa!
I don't think I'm that inquisitive. I mean, but anyway. Took out the sheet metal cutters and went at the side of his truck bed, peeled it back, spotted a kitten inside. Said, "I seen this little rascal peeking at me." I said, "What in the world? You hitched a ride." Now, I'm figuring the cat probably didn't respond to that. Anyhow, hadn't thought anything of slicing his truck open. I don't know. His wife goes, "Are you crazy?" They already had a dog and two cats. They do care deeply about animals. In the past, Mr. Frazier says that he had rescued stray kittens and brought them to the local Humane Society. So he could see that cat there under the bed of his truck lodged in the frame, and he couldn't get to it. Unsure what to do, he sought advice from the Humane Society of Vero Beach. I just said pour baby oil on it and squeeze it out of there. Driving very slowly to avoid any bumps in the road, he reached the society and approached a staff member. Yes, ma'am, I got a kitten that hitchhiked my home, and he's in my truck. And obviously the worker looked at that and went, oh, so you cut your truck open to get the cat yeah. out. Well, very nice. Anyhow, long story short, cat gets out, everything's fine. It goes public. CNN had an iReport story on it. They posted it. People now sending him money so that he can fix his truck.
Oh, well, how nice.
That's it. All's well that ends well. But
even out of Florida.
How did the cat get in there?
Here's something other than crazy in Florida.
Where's the cat poop? That's what I'm concerned about. All right.
In the truck.
Yeah.
Miss USA, recently crowned.
Oh, okay.
Nia Sanchez. Okay. She's from Nevada.
Okay.
She's Miss USA.
Good for her.
She doesn't, however, know what the capital of the state is.
What?
Let's do a quiz. What's the capital of Nevada?
Oh my gosh.
No, no. Carson City.
Thank you. I was going to say that. I was like that one DJ host that on MTV back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Miss USA.
Note to all former, all future USA Nevada pride, you write Carson City on your palm, and that way you can look at it.
Yeah.
That was, do that again. I want to hear her reaction. I like that.
What's the capital of Nevada?
Oh my gosh.
No, no. Carson City.
Thank you. I was going to say that. I was like that one DJ host that on MTV back in the day, his name. That's how I always remembered it.
Carson Daly.
Carson City Daly. I remember him.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW. Think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Tom Light Chevrolet, Shammy Car Wash, The Sleep Station, and C&J Barbecue. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
What do you get when you add a new store with helpful employees, thousands of energy-saving CFLs, LEDs, and other light bulbs, plus a huge selection of batteries for things like laptops, cell phones, and cars to a neighborhood near you? The grand opening of Batteries Plus Bulbs. Don't miss the grand opening savings at our newest Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit the new Batteries Plus Bulbs in Bryan for incredible grand opening savings. Located at the corner of Villa Maria and 2818 in front of the new Walmart.
About 12 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. This Pope is the man. This guy is amazing. I mean, they've talked about it before, how somebody is the people's Pope. But so the latest is Pope Francis has told a Spanish newspaper that he prefers not to use the Pope Mobile, despite the dangers of assassination. He says it's a sardine can, even though it's glass, and it walls him off from people. That it's true that anything could happen, but let's face it, at my age, I don't have much to lose.
Wow.
He said, I know something could happen to me, but that's in the hands of God. Since the assassination attempt on then-Pope John Paul II back in 1981, the head of the Roman Catholic Church has customarily used the custom-made glass-sided Pope Mobile when in public, but Francis has taken his own approach to transport. Since assuming the papacy last year, creating a headache for some of those who obviously are in the security detail.
The Swiss Guard.
Yeah. On a trip to Brazil, he climbed into a silver hatchback Fiat for a drive from the airport to downtown Rio. Along the route, the vehicle became pinned between a bus and a crush of well-wishers who were reaching into the car to touch the Pope. Security was stepped up after that incident. So they used an open-top vehicle rather than the enclosed bulletproof version preferred by Benedict for tours through crowds and the faithful at St. Peter's. So, wants to be close to the people.
Miss USA, Miss Sanchez, may be excused for not knowing her home state's capital, because that's not her home state.
Oh, now see.
She had competed previous years in the Miss California contest, losing the past three times, and Nevada has very lax residency restrictions.
So it's kind of like Hillary running for Senate.
Exactly like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. She's a lot cuter. Though.
Well, that would have confused her then if they'd asked her the capital of California, because she might have said Daly City, thinking Carson Daly. Okay, let's see what else we got. The mono set of Beatles vinyl LPs will be out September the 9th, which is exactly 5 years after the remastered stereo and mono CDs were released. Unlike the stereo LPs, the mono set reportedly taken from the original analog masters, not the 2009 digital versions. That means they will sound pretty much good,
that's,
I think.
It's pretty nifty.
It is. Amazon.com has the individual LPs listed at $26.60 each, the double disc white album at $43.97, and the triple LP mono masters at $77.51. What's interesting is that the Beatles, the artists, really only cared about the mono mixes. They left the stereo mix pretty much to the engineers to figure that out, so the mono LPs are truly the way that you want to hear the Beatles, and you'd have to be an old guy like me to be able to relate to this, because when I read this, I realized Rubber Soul, if you're familiar with that, that was the one that had tremendous amount of stereo separation to it, and it really changed the sound of the group. Now, we were all fascinated with stereo separation and how you could move things from one side to the other. We thought that was really cool.
Headphones were neat.
Yeah, they really were, but again, the Beatles understood how they thought their product would probably be received in general, and that would be across speakers in a car or on a record through a phonograph. And the stereo separation doesn't work on a phonograph too well unless you got the speakers far apart, okay? And, you know, Sgt. Pepper's is later on in the world. When we're talking about the early stuff from the Beatles, they believed that the production of it needed to be mono. So I think that is
kind of neat
to be able to do that.
It is Sir Paul's birthday tomorrow, by the way.
Well, good for him. He'll be like 97, is that right?
The lead singer of Wings is not 97 years old.
Blonde called a repairman to fix her electric clock.
Because it kept flashing 12?
No, he examined it and told her, well, there's nothing wrong with the clock. You didn't have it plugged in. She said, well, I didn't want to waste electricity, so I just plug it in when I need to find out what time it is. See, you like it, don't you?
It's around noon every day.
See, it's all right. Yeah, it's okay. All right, just when you thought that they had run out of everything that they were going to ever do a play about, auditions began yesterday for the new musical about crack cocaine-smoking Mayor Rob Ford. Yeah, really. The Daily Star reports that at least a dozen lookalikes. That's scary.
Yeah, it is.
Because they all look like that guy used to live in the van down by the river.
Yeah.
Chris Farr.
That's the one. Who wanted to portray the mayor. It's Rob Ford, the musical Birth of a Ford Nation. Musical is scheduled to open in September, just ahead of the October mayoral election. He's thinking this will help his chances, I'm guessing.
Wow.
Elementary school principal in North Carolina accused of forcing kids to march in the hot sun for hours. Principal Tammy Holland also allegedly denying the drinking water to the Manchester Elementary students as punishment for not wearing their school uniforms on the last day of school. Temperatures exceeded 80 degrees.
Oh, come on. We had a police officer for a teacher in third grade, and we didn't march, but we stood out in 100-plus degree temperatures for misbehaving.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, I can't do
not
that
saying
anymore.
It's right. I'm no, just saying it's not a big deal.
Can't do that anymore. No. And, of course, the humidity. Oh, my God.
It was the humidity.
Yes. Cumberland County Superintendent Frank Till admits the district is not allowed to force students to do physical activity as punishment. One parent said, I want this person removed from that school so that mistake can never be made
again.
Oh,
the humanity.
I know. It's horrible, isn't it? So, hey, have you ever wished you could smell like a trench coat?
Yep.
Okay. Well, here's good news for you then. Burberry, the British brand that's famous for those iconic trench coats, making a fragrance. Going to be called My Burberry. And no, it doesn't smell like Sam Spade and stale cigarettes. I don't know what it smells like, actually.
Mildew from when you didn't hang it up right.
Yeah, supposedly a new scent that will smell somewhat like rain. Oh, well. Say that, it sounds so much better.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Are you in the medical field or health and wellness business? Then advertising your business in the upcoming summer issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is good business. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. So advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. Increase your business. Make more money. For more information, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTW. We know you can't live forever, but we're going to do everything we can to make sure that you look as good as possible for as long as you live. Because you see, your sunglasses may be giving you wrinkles. Oh, I know.
The catastrophe.
So if you wear sunglasses that have metal frames, could be doing some real damage to that delicate skin around your eyes. The metal frames can reflect the sunlight onto your skin around the glasses. According to a dermatologist, people who wear metal frames, such as aviators, often wind up with sunspots on their cheeks as a result. So, says mirrored, dermatologist said mirrored lenses are the way to go. They're best at deflecting those UV rays and reducing the damage and wrinkles around your eyes.
And they reflect them onto other people, giving them wrinkles, making you look better by comparison.
Very true. It becomes their problem. Cartoon Network announced yesterday that they're reviving the Emmy Award-winning animated series, The Powerpuff Girls.
And my daughter will be thrilled.
The original series ran 78 episodes in 2003, so that'll be coming back. Really good numbers for Sunday night's season finale for Soap Opera with Swords. Overnight, Nielsen show 7.1 million people watched the HBO show, up nearly a third from last year's finale. And that doesn't even include the people who DVR'd the thing to watch it later. Did you watch it live?
No, not yet seen it.
Oh, you haven't even seen it yet?
Nope.
No. Well, I mean, obviously between that and Duck Dynasty, it proves you must have a beard to have a successful show on cable, right?
Yes.
So that old guy who used to be Harrison Ford apparently broke an ankle that's going to keep him sidelined 6 to 8 weeks, keeping him off the set of Star Wars Episode VII. Remember the hydraulic door from Han Solo's Millennium Falcon?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much fell on him last week.
Oh, geez.
Yep, at the studios.
Won't be doing any Kessel running with that injury.
I would think not. They had thought first just a cracked up ankle, but maybe worse than that. So
said,
we'll see.
I saw something on that too.
May need surgery to add a plate and some screws to the bone. So, see now, hobbling Han Solo won't work. Can't have him on a cane or a walker. That's just that won't. Ooh, Luke.
Chewie, carry me.
Luke Sky. Carry my walker. Yeah. All right, enough of that foolishness. This day in history, in 1870, George Cormack was born in Scotland. In 1924, he invented Wheaties. So the guy who invented Wheaties was born on this day.
Woo-hoo.
Statue of Liberty arrived in New York Harbor, but it was in pieces. Pretty much had to lay it out on the ground and put it together. That was in 1885. And in 1972, five White House operatives were arrested for burglarizing the offices of the Democrat National Committee in an attempt to, well, you know, get some stuff on them.
It was all Forrest Gump's fault.
And they didn't lose any emails.
That's exactly right. They were going to win anyway, and they still did it. We're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock, WTAW College Station Friday.